This is me subjecting my body to science.
Oh my gosh.
By letting a bed bug eat me.
That's my blood.
Because for 4 years now, I've been wanting to make this exact video, taking a deep dive,
dude,
into the fascinating world of bed bugs. There's a lot of fear and myths out there regarding dealing with bed bugs, and today, we're gonna debunk nearly all of them, heading out in the field with the experts and running some experiments. So if you could power through your squeamishness and spend the next few minutes here with me, I promise not only to blow your mind with some facts about bed bugs you definitely don't know, but I'll make you a bed bugs expert, knowing exactly what they look like, how not to get them, but most importantly, what to do if you do get them. Because the punchline is, it's actually not that hard to get rid of them, as long as you ignore all the bad advice out there and follow the surprisingly simple steps I'll demonstrate in this video. So let's get right to it. And head across the country, all the way to Rutgers University to visit their urban entomology lab, which basically means bugs you don't want in your house, to meet with Dr. Wong, the world's foremost bed bug expert. And the main reason for visiting his lab was to run a bunch of experiments to test all the things you read online that people swear will get rid of bed bugs. But before we got to that, I wanted to meet some of the little guys myself.
We have thousands of bed bugs here. It's an incubator, probably more than 20,000.
Oh my gosh. This is like the Fort Knox of bed bugs. Okay. Can I pick up one of these?
Sure.
Okay, I cannot drop this, I feel like.
This one probably has 400 or 500.
400 or 500 in this?
Yeah. You want to open it, you want me to open it.
I'll open it. This is my first time ever seeing a real bed bug. Here we go.
Do you want to use gloves?
Should I use gloves?
We always use gloves.
I should use gloves then. Ow. I just gotta go for it. It's like ripping off a band-aid.
Oh, gross.
Wow. Oh man, there's so many of them. So this is what bed bugs look like. I just never knew.
All right, so let me just cover some bed bug basics. It takes a few months for them to mature from egg all the way to full grown male and female. And in those few months, they pass through these 5 stages of growth. You can see their relative size here compared to a credit card. And as humans, we have 5 senses, but their superhuman antennae give them 2 extra senses, allowing them to detect both body heat and carbon dioxide being breathed out by a potential host. Then once they get close, they use their sense of smell, also on their antenna, to lock down the exact final position of the person. Which is all to say, if you exhale your smelly warm breath on them, they get real excited.
That is crazy. They're so stoked right now to eat. Sorry, guys.
Their lifespan is anywhere from 3 months to a year, and ideally they like to feed about once a week. But there's this unsettling fact.
Without feeding, they can live 3 to 6 months.
What? Because yeah. They just don't move very much?
Plus, blood is highly nutritious material. So they can stay in the resting stage for 3 to 6 months.
And the professor says 3 to 6 months here, but for my first of 5 super wild bed bug facts, if their environment is relatively cold, they can survive up to 300 days without eating anything.
They're really flat.
Because they are hungry.
So when they're hungry and they haven't fed, they're gonna be more flat.
Right.
I'd love to get a shot of it going from flat and brown to...
Oh, if you want to do that, put it on the arm. You can see.
Which meant I had a decision to make.
Okay, I'll do it. For science, we're gonna make a brown bed bug red.
So average feeding time is about 5 to 10 minutes.
I feel like I'm at the Red Cross here. Let's do this. Oh my gosh. Oh.
No, it's starting feeding.
It's already feeding?
Yeah, it's still feeding.
So right now I feel nothing.
So you're not very reacting to the bites.
The butt's sticking up in the air now.
Yes.
Wow, yeah, it's getting bigger.
And there's just something about seeing another organism steal your blood that sharpens the focus and leads one to start pondering some questions that probably should have been pre-pondered.
And they don't carry diseases, right? I should have asked this
they don't.
10 minutes ago.
And this is my second super wild bed bug fact. They don't actually carry or transmit any diseases, which sort of serves as an evolutionary advantage in the world of coexisting with humans, because the government doesn't really support research to eradicate them since they don't really pose a widespread health threat.
When it's done, will it start running real quick?
It will run slowly, because it's bigger, fatter.
They're easily crawling the walls of this dish, by the way.
Right, so we tend to put the talcum powder in the interior walls so they cannot escape. I think we have some talcum powder.
You think? the think is the part that I'm concerned about.
Oh gosh,
He's moving.
Moving, okay, finished.
What do I do now?
9 minutes, finished. Don't worry, I'll put it in the dish. So 9 minutes.
Normally after I give blood, I get juice and cookies. And when we put my new blood buddy next to an unfed bed bug,
gross.
The difference was astounding, which made me really curious what it would look like under the microscope that was just sitting there begging to be used. Oh my gosh.
Wow. Those are my red blood cells. Oh, are those bubbles even? No way. Life is amazing.
I don't think I reacted, right?
That's good. So you're not as reactive as me.
So I could put even more on my arm then.
You can try.
I'm taking one in the name of science, and we're gonna load up 10 bed bugs on my arm. That's one, two. We've also put some DEET, which they don't like, to kind of make a barrier so they stay in the middle.
Yeah.
This is like Thanksgiving. There's one down there. Can you get that one?
Six.
Please.
Seven.
Oh, I can feel them bite. Like eight, if I don't look.
Nine. Ten.
Okay.
11.
I said 10, Professor.
One bonus.
Oh, that one's turning red already. Could you imagine just some people who have a bad infestation just every night? Like, this is what their leg looks like.
They can get thousands of bites.
A night?
Yeah, a night.
They're getting bigger and bigger by the second.
Oh, you better not start mating on me.
This one finished.
Okay, I don't like your attitude. Let's get rid of this guy.
Professor. 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 As they finish, I vote them off the island. I don't want him crawling up my arm. He's full. And you're off the island. Oh, and you're off the island. And he's done. Peace. Down to two. This is like a Mr. Beast challenge. Last to leave the arm wins a gallon of rabbit blood. Oh, we have a winner! I think it's dead.
Oh, there he goes.
And so once again, by way of comparison, here are the 11 bed bugs that just spent some quality time with me versus 11 unfed bed bugs of similar ages. All right, so they're all done feeding. There was 11 total. It took about 10 minutes, but I would have no idea they just made a meal out of me. Like, I felt a tiny prick on one of the 11, but other than that, like, it's a tricky little parasite. And I'm not alone. Half of all people have no reaction to a bed bug bite, whereas the other 50% of the population will have some kind of reaction to their saliva that will look something like this in the morning. So having survived the bloodletting, it was time to run our experiments and head into the vault sealed by the huge wooden door. All right, so we're here in the bed bug test chamber. We've set up a bunch of tests in here. So for example, in these two, we have these dishes, basically that can climb up the wall, then they get stuck in this trough. It's too slippery to climb out. Inside each of these troughs, there's a little vial of this good smelling stuff that to the bed bugs smells like a human. So they're gonna go to either one of these. So this one in this corner is a control. Whereas in this corner, we have an ultrasonic pest repeller. So we wanna see if this actually does anything or not. So at the end of 24 hours, we'll come back, we'll count the number of bed bugs in this dish versus this one. There's way more in the control, and this is actually doing something. But if there's the same number of each, then this is nothing more than a gimmick to steal your money. In addition to testing the ultrasonic bed bug repeller, we used an identical test setup to investigate some of the other supposed remedies to bed bugs commonly found online, including dryer sheets, mothballs, baking soda, and essential oils. And just for the sake of my curiosity, we also placed this vertical post in a dish. For my super wild bed bug fact number 3 out of 5, the professor told me that bed bugs are attracted to vertical objects because if you think about it, humans generally sleep at the highest elevation in any given room. So their logic is just crawl up any vertical object you see until you eventually find a warm-blooded meal at the top. So this is to mimic a bedpost, and we do have an attractant in both trays. The hypothesis is that there will actually be more bedbugs in this tray because you have that vertical post. And if that turns out to be true, that's pretty wild. And in addition to those 6 tests, we set up some residual effects tests where we treated a surface with each of these 3 products you could buy at the local hardware store, specifically marketed to kill bed bugs. And then finally, we tested this fogger spray, also specifically designed for killing bed bugs. Godspeed, little fellas. And then we set it off, leaving 3 dishes of exposed bed bugs at different spots in the same room. And so as a final step, we placed the bed bugs at the center of each of the 6 trays in the bed bug vault. And we were underway. The experiment's all set up. We're gonna close the wooden vault, do a final bed bug check.
let her run. And now that the experiments were running, Professor Wong invited us to join him on a research visit to an apartment building nearby that had been receiving frequent reports of bed bugs. So him and his team were going out to collect some samples and to try out some new treatment approaches. And after entering the apartment, it didn't take long to find our first culprit,
the bed bug here, right?
Which the professor told me was dead.
It's dead, yeah.
When in fact, he was just a good faker. By the way, this is a bit of a warning that some people might find the next few minutes a little gross, so skip ahead a bit if you just want to see the results of the test. It turns out 1 in 1,000 houses or apartments have bed bugs in the US today, which might sound bad, but for my super wild bed bug fact number 4, before 1950, it was 1 in 3 houses that had bed bugs. Hence the origin of the saying, sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite. Midnight to 3 a.m. is typically their most active time, and it takes a little more than 10 minutes to get to you, a little less than 10 minutes to feed, as you saw with my arm, and a little more than 10 minutes to get back to their hiding spot. If you're suspicious you're sleeping on a mattress with bed bugs, just check under the mattress in the corners and look for bed bug poop stains like this. Just remember, this is more of an extreme case, so yours might not look quite this bad. These two here are actually mating, which we saw quite a bit in the lab too. Which actually leads to my final super wild bed bug fact, and buckle up, cause this one's a doozy. Typically in nature, in order to make a baby of a thing, you have a male, which let's say is represented by this plug, and a female, which let's say is represented by this outlet. And if you plug in the cord, you get an adorable little baby. And just like in pretty much all the rest of nature, female bedbugs totally have an outlet. Except male bedbugs prefer to take this approach. The scientific term for this is called traumatic insemination. And just like my wall is now damaged, it actually damages the abdomen of the females, leading to significantly shorter lifespans. Researchers aren't exactly sure why they've evolved to use this alternate approach, but it must offer some kind of overall advantage, leading females to lay up to 5 eggs every day, and you can see their handiwork here on that same chair we saw before. Like all insects, bedbugs have an exoskeleton, so what you're seeing here is as they grow bigger from stage to stage, they molt and leave behind their old exoskeleton. How bad is this infestation relative to most you see?
Yeah, moderate.
Moderate?
Heavy ones, you can see tens of thousands of.
To prove his point, he later sent me a video of this house with a charming exterior, which they had treated a few months ago. The truly staggering part about this place, though, was that only one person lived there. He just wasn't allergic to their bites, and he just learned to live with them. Back at our thankfully moderate infestation, the professor and his team took some samples for study later and started treating the room. Now, unsurprisingly, the apartments both above and below this one also had some minor bedbug issues. So if you're working to get rid of bedbugs in your apartment, just make sure you let your landlord know what's going on in case the unit next to you happens to be the primary source to prevent you from getting a second wave. And as we were wrapping up, the professor dropped a bit of a bombshell about how it was pretty likely we had at least some bedbugs on us at this point, even if you can see, you may not see, like...
Yeah, they can.
Which is why he always plays it safe.
Well, actually, I have spare clothing always. When I go home, I always wash it.
These shoes are only for bedbug shoes.
What? Nobody told us any of it. We, unfortunately, were not told to bring, nor did we have a spare change of clothes.
What have I done?
So we did the next best thing by steaming ourselves, which instantly kills the bedbugs from the heat. That is until the professor decided he should check his shoes and found this.
Is it alive?
Yeah, he's alive.
Oh my gosh. No way.
At which point, just steaming ourselves seemed wildly insufficient. And because apparently it's illegal in the state of New Jersey to just publicly chill in your underwear, me and my crew hit up the local Goodwill to wait things out in style. So the next day we headed back to the lab to check on our results in our freshly laundered clothes. But can I just take a moment to say it's the best to hang out with bug people because they have cool door knockers and interesting magazine subscriptions. The only downside being they like to study more than just bed bugs.
Aw, it smells.
This is where they keep the cockroaches, and as you might recall, I really, really don't like cockroaches.
Each one has thousands of those.
Wow, that's so disgusting. Oh, these are the kind I hate.
These are the American, the largest one in the US.
They're freaking antenna? That's the worst sound in the world. Wait, they have wings?
Yeah, they have wings. What? In Florida, they can fly too. But here, temperature is cold.
So if it was a little warmer in this lab, they would fly?
They will fly.
Oh my God!
Okay, let's get out of here.
So we made our way back upstairs where I felt much more comfortable.
Time to check the results.
So this ultrasonic pest repeller did nothing. If anything, it attracted them. We had 120 bed bugs with the ultrasonic sensor. Over here for the control, we had 101. Clearly, that does nothing to repel bed bugs. And of course, that confirms our hypothesis, considering bed bugs don't even have ears. Not to mention that apartment we visited had a couple plugged into the wall themselves. So definitely save your money on that one. Next up was the vertical post test. That is wild. There are so many over here by the vertical post. Literally none over here on the other side. And the remaining four tests all had similar results. So I'll just show the average, which was around 4 bed bugs trapped in the dish that was surrounded by either the dryer sheets, mothballs, baking soda, or essential oils, with around 26 bugs trapped in the control. These results clearly show bed bugs prefer to avoid these four items because they all have a really strong scent and bed bugs have a really good sense of smell, but they don't do anything to kill the bed bugs. According to the professor, these act more as an annoyance, but the bed bugs would gladly walk over them if it was between temporarily having to deal with the smell and starving to death. As for the residual effect test with the pesticide specifically engineered to kill bed bugs, it was even worse news. The spray, aerosol, and fogger bed bug killers all killed about 12% of the bed bugs after 10 days. And before you go all glass half full and think, well, 12% is better than nothing, our control, which was just water, also had a 12% mortality rate. So it's literally not better than nothing. According to Professor Wong, part of the reason for these terrible results is that many strains of bed bugs have developed immunity to a lot of these chemicals over the years, and he thinks in 10 years, all bed bugs will be immune. And this sort of makes sense because they're constantly undergoing localized mass extinction events when people try and spray them, and only the most hardy minority survive each time and pass on their increasingly pesticide-resistant genes. There were some chemicals that on average were effective in killing about 50% if you sprayed the bed bugs directly, but if they were just hanging out in the area you sprayed later, it's once again the same as water. The problem with this is you'll only ever see a small portion of the bed bugs you actually have. So direct spray pesticides are sort of pointless if your goal is to eradicate the entire population. That's the bad news. Now here's the good news. There was a superstar in our test, and that was the diatomaceous earth, with a nearly 90% mortality rate after 10 days. This stuff is just crushed, fossilized shells from tiny prehistoric aquatic organisms called diatoms. The key here is their shells were silica-based, and silica is what you see in those packets you see sometimes in packages that you're not supposed to eat. Silica is useful because it absorbs moisture incredibly well. For bed bugs, this is a bummer because when they walk by it, it sticks to their exoskeleton, as you can see here under the microscope, and they die from dehydration in a matter of hours to days. We're eating lunch right after this, which is a bad idea in hindsight.
The best part here is they end up transferring this to each other back in their hiding spots. And since every organism needs water to live, they can never develop immunity to it. There's also one more bit of really good news, and that's bed bugs die at 122 degrees Fahrenheit. Like, instantly. This is also 100% effective, and there's no way to build immunity to it. And a really easy way to get a bed bug to 120 degrees, as we demonstrated earlier, is with a clothes dryer or a steamer, or if you want the nuclear option, you can work with professionals to heat your entire house to that temperature. Now that we have a better sense of what does and doesn't work, let's talk about what to do if you actually get bed bugs. And the first thing to point out is the best way to get rid of them is to not get them in the first place. And the most common way people get bed bugs is through traveling. So when you get to your room, here are three simple tips. First, pull back the bed sheets and check the corners of the mattress now that you know what to look for. Second, don't set your suitcase on the bed or the floor. Instead, set it on the luggage rack, or if for some reason you feel like you need to be extra cautious, the bathtub. And third, don't put your clothes in the hotel drawers or leave them just lying around. Whatever you're not wearing should just stay in your luggage or hanging up on the hangers. All right, so you were super careful when staying in the hotel on travel, but then you got back and bought that couch on Craigslist for a smoking deal, and now you got bed bugs in your home. In Professor Wong's experience, you don't actually need to spend $4,000 hiring an exterminator as long as you know there's three steps for defense and three for offense. First up, for defense, you put your bed in a bag. You can buy these mattress and box spring encasements off Amazon, and once you zip them around your bed, basically seal in any bed bugs currently living inside. Just remember, they can live up to 300 days, so you can't take it off for a year. And they not only trap in any current bed bugs, but they also remove all the mattress hems and clever hiding spots they love to use. Number two, your clothes dryer. Wash and dry your clothes and sheets at least once a week. More often doesn't hurt. Importantly, you want to wash them in hot water and dry them on the highest heat setting because it's impossible for them to survive this. Number three, simplify and declutter. Simplify the room to take away any hiding spots by putting clutter into plastic bags or totes. They aren't interested in clean clothes, but dirty clothes smell nice to them, so it's good to also store those in a plastic bag or tote until you're ready to wash them. Also, move your bed away from the wall so the only way they can get on the bed is by climbing up the legs. So that's the three steps for defense, now for the offense. Number one, vacuum. Make sure you vacuum the bedroom floor and the bed area once a week. Just be sure to empty anything you've collected into a bag and into the trash. At number two, we've got diatomaceous earth, which as you recall, was the superstar from our tests. You should definitely apply this around the bed, but it's especially useful in penetrating the cracks and crevices close to the bed, including around and behind power outlets. The key is applying just a light dusting like this. If you leave it in clumps, it will actually backfire and not be as effective because it'll just navigate around it. And finally, at number three, we've got steam. A simple clothes steamer like this will do the job. And I think it's great that with all the years and money spent on creating all these synthetic pesticides, the two most effective methods for killing bed bugs are just crushed up rocks and really hot water, which are by far the two most simple and natural. Use the steamer all around your bed once a week, but if you find something you want to treat you can't steam or put in the dryer, you can put it in a bag and then put it in the freezer for 3 days, and that will also kill them. Professor Wan said, if you have a small infestation and you just noticed them, then using these three defensive and offensive steps will totally take care of the problem without needing to spend money on an exterminator. However, if you've got a lot of bed bugs and you've had them for a long time, then getting professional help is probably a good idea. The entire house heating option takes about 8 hours, and it's the most surefire way to totally eradicate every bed bug along with any eggs all at once, but it can cost up to $4,000 depending on the size of your place. Now that you're playing both defense and offense and things are looking good, stick these traps under the bed legs so you can monitor and have some peace of mind that they are in fact totally gone. All right, that's it. You're a bed bug expert now. I'm hopeful that at least some of you will have a renewed appreciation for the fascinating natural world around us, and everyone else can just congratulate yourself on making it to the end while soaking in a bathtub of Listerine. This is the world's largest Frisbee launcher. And I invited my nephews out to demonstrate just how much more accurate it is than their near human selves.
Wow.
And that Frisbee launcher, of course, is just a scaled up replica of this handheld version, which also happens to be insanely accurate with all 6 rapid fire shots. Then there's this coin spinner that also gives you superpowers, this time to spin a coin better than any mere human.
That is awesome.
And then, of course, a mega version, which I also used to dominate my nephews. And if you want to watch both of those Mega Build videos, you can find them over on the Crunch Labs YouTube channel, because this is Crunch Labs. It's an actual place with a tennis ball cannon, the world's longest Hot Wheels track, secret passages, and a bunch more inventions. It's where we not only build all the creations for my YouTube channel, but most importantly, it's where we design these monthly Crunch Labs build boxes to help you think like an engineer too. It says it right there on the box. So you get the box that has the handheld Frisbee launcher or that handheld coin spinner delivered right to your door, but then when you open it up, there's a link to a video where you not only build it alongside me, but I teach you all the juicy physics of how the toys work. And the best part of it all is every month we randomly select one box to slip in the platinum ticket. If it happens to be your box,
oh my gosh,
oh my gosh!
And you're coming out right here to Crunch Labs to design with me and my team for a day. So if you want to unlock a whole world of possibilities of thinking like an engineer, of learning how to create and build whatever you can dream up, go to crunchlabs.com and order your BuildBox subscription today.